the seacoast here in New Hampshire. And right in Hampton Beach, it splits off into two roads. You've got the Ocean Boulevard, and you've got Ashworth. And what's kind of neat about it, it's like a little community. You can walk end to end, so park your car and walk around. But every year we look for this mini putt, and it used to be called Pirates Cove Mini Park or something like that.
Yeah.
And it had a 10-foot fence with barbed wire. And this year it's called Bucks, and they took away the barbed wire in the guard tower. It's a more friendly zone now.
Well, another joke about Hampton Beach is they used to say that they named all the streets down there after me. They're all one way.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's one of the nice things about Hampton Beach is that you don't, once you get here, you're not always having to jump into your car and drive 10 miles to get somewhere. You park, you stay at your hotel, and you walk to the beach, you walk to restaurants, you take in the nightlife, and people watching.
It's a great beach, and as you fellas know, it's one of the few beaches where you have entertainment, every night of the week on our world's famous seashell stage.
Yeah.
We had the Drifters down here.
Really?
Earlier this year. And we've had Herb Reed of the Platters, and we have a lot of local. Every Thursday night, I know you're a big fan of country. every Thursday night we have a country band. They're local bands, but they're terrific show bands.
Mm-hmm.
We do a talent show every Monday night, and every Wednesday night we throw in fireworks. So it's
nice.
It's a lot of added value at Hampton Beach for sure.
You should bring Martina McBride in sometime. That's one of my favorite country artists. And,
we'd be glad to do that.
Yeah,
favorite country artist. I didn't think I'd ever hear those words in one sentence.
Yeah, right.
William Packer's favorite country artist.
Yeah, great. Thank you very much. Yeah, following John Valdi, Dr. Dirty, yes.
Who was here last night as well.
That's true.
And
actually,
you got Eddie Money this evening. But of course,
yeah, that's right.
That's at the casino. The entertainment I was talking about is the
Seashell Stage.
Yeah, there's a Seashell Stage,
which is
nice.
Which is free. Which is, just...
Well, that's nice. The Seashell Stage, they say it like that, but it really is. It's kind of like a corner of an auditorium, which is sitting with its back facing the ocean. And
right.
Then you have all kinds of open air, and it's seating for anybody who just wants to sit down and listen to the entertainment.
Outdoor theater, amphitheater style, people sitting outside, walking by, stopping for a few minutes, taking it in. Lots of families.
Yeah, and about two or three times this summer, we have a poker band down there, and they actually get up and do, they're poking around and... a lot of fun.
People were dancing.
Like Chad Kennemy poking around.
Well, they were really getting into it last night. There was entertainment geared for children because this is just the end of the Children's Festival,
exactly.
One of many festivals that take place through the part of the summer here in Hampton Beach. But the children were up there and dancing, and the seniors watching them, their grandparents. So they were all getting into the action.
Yeah, we had, in fact, as you say, it's a weekly festival every day starting last Monday. We had magicians, Ronald McDonald, sing-alongs. All kinds of contests, including sand sculpture. And this year we had a bonus.
Oh, yeah.
The U.S. Mint commissioned...
The new coins, yeah.
...commissioned a local master sand sculptor. Lives right here in Hampton, Greg Grady. And they commissioned him to build... take 10 tons of sand. Unfortunately, our sand wasn't enough to have clay or cohesive, so they had to have it shipped in.
Yeah.
And he built a huge replica of the new New Hampshire State Quarter. The Mint is issuing a quarter for each state. It's a 10-year project.
Mm-hmm.
And as they're issuing them in order of the states who signed the declaration or who became members of the union. And New Hampshire was the 9th state. And Delaware was the first, by the by. So
wow.
They have a picture of Rodney... somebody or other, Delaware fans, I'm sure will remember that, who rode 80 miles to sign the declaration. The New Hampshire State Quarter is
not
the only quarter that has two heads. All the front sides are still George Washington, And the backside of the New Hampshire State Quarter is the Old Man of the Mountains.
The traditional figurehead of New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. Actually, you can actually come to New Hampshire and Hampton Beach very easily via Manchester. With Southwest Airlines.
Correct.
And 1 hour out of their Baltimore hub, but connecting the entire East Coast, and flight from Baltimore to the West Coast into Las Vegas.
We're trying to get Bonnie to come up here and suntan with us.
Fares are very reasonable. You were saying there's some big specials.
It's like $49 to Baltimore, and I plan to be on one myself this fall. We've got a couple of more festivals coming up. Of course, we've still got a couple of weeks of summer. We still have entertainment. We still have Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
But the weekend after Labor Day is the biggest weekend at Hampton Beach, has been for 11 years now. It's our seafood festival.
Oh, yeah.
And that's huge. It's about a half a mile of tents right on Ocean Boulevard, and about 100, 150,000 people enjoy some 60 restaurants and service clubs.
Wow.
Cooking all manner of seafood, naturally lobster, clams, calamari,
yeah,
swordfish, kebabs, everything you can imagine.
They close down Ocean Boulevard and people are just strolling and sampling the different cuisines from
That's
local
correct.
Restaurants.
Yep.
I've seen pictures of it. We've never made it down for that particular festival, but just...
That's something Bonnie should come down to, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Something to...
We'll get Bonnie here. Everybody, write in, send in your cards and letters, and ask Bonnie to come to Hampton Beach in suntan.
We'll ask Christy Turnaby at Southwest to bring her in.
Well, we do know that Bob Nickman and Lisa from the morning show AM America on Liberty Works have consistently called Stephen and I pasty white, so... Yeah.
Where'd they get that?
Yeah. Well, we've been down here getting a tan, which coincidentally is the telephone number here at the Chamber of Hampton Beach, 1-800-GET-A-TAN.
1-800-GET-A-TAN, www.hamptonbeach.org, and there's the live cam this year on your website.
That's correct.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we've got a camera, the television camera that does about 180 degrees, pans the beach. And we generate a picture on our website digitally, and it changes every minute. So, and we list the water temperature, and the air temperature.
Yeah. The water temperatures are actually rather warm this particular season.
Yes, it has been.
It's been 63, 64 degrees.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Warmer this year than
it's been. That's bathtub water for...
Because Hampton Beach is almost practically in a bay, so it warms up a little bit more than other areas on the seacoast.
It is kind of nice, though, especially with the tides going in and coming out. All the beaches up and down this particular seacoast, they are great swimming beaches.
Absolutely.
And the water is refreshing. I mean, really, it's not as cold as you might think. No, it's not 80 degrees, like in Florida or anything like that. But still, it's refreshing water. The one thing about the Florida water is you'll come out and you're still hot.
It's still too close to the air temperature,
ambient temperature,
and you can't find the differential. But here you've got that nice difference between air temperature and water temperature.
Which is kind of... And plus, you got tons of beach where you can just plant, a little umbrella, sit down.
Absolutely. 2 miles of uninterrupted beach and very deep beach. So even at high tide, you still got a lot of company on that beach.
Oh, yeah. And then you've got all the arcades, you've got all the, service places, restaurants, and so
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. Yes, ski jets for the more adventuresome. And
we're going to take a break here on Travel World on Liberty Works Radio Network across America via satellite. And stay
tuned.
We'll
continue with more on Hampton Beach.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World Radio Show. And we're going to continue here.
No one can deny
the National Council on Patient Information and Education.
Call me, how will I ever be the same when I know that that woman is whispering your name? Nobody bring me some water.
Ooh, from the ratings library, we have Melissa Etheridge. I think she's singing at the Noah Webster Festival. I'm not sure, anyway. Anyway, welcome back to Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford and Bob Hull from the Chamber. So we came down from Montreal. We drove down the 89. It's one of our favorite drives to take.
Terrific ride.
It's beautiful through the green mountains of Vermont.
The white mountains of New Hampshire, and we stopped over in Concord, the state capital of New Hampshire, which makes a nice central stopping off point from all four corners of New England, and was our first time at one of Marriott's Fairfield Inn properties. It was opened just a year and a half, 2 years ago, but walking in the doors, it smelled new. Everything looks clean and new.
And what was interesting, Steve and I joke about this, how it's conveniently located between the rail tracks on one side and the interstate on the other side. However, it was quiet.
Oh, ultimately quiet.
You could not hear
a word out of any other room or anything from the various traffic.
Not unlike your experience last night at Hampton Beach, I understand.
Oh, that was great. That was, yeah. Oh, we didn't have those webcams there, yeah. But, seriously, though, yeah, it wasn't for lack of trying, but no.
There could be some people there we'd have liked to have heard, but at the Fairfield Inn, but no such luck. But
okay,
the
yes,
Fairfield
yeah.
Inn, 105 rooms, including deluxe continental breakfast every morning.
That's true. It's you get your cereal, everything.
And not just a bun, or you've got six different types of pastries and the three different types of juices, and all through the day, coffee, tea, hot chocolate served in the lobby. Indoor pool, nice 3-4 feet.
The pool is nice. The pool, we like a hotel with a pool because we enjoy going and swimming, you know, whenever we go a place. So we got there a little early, so we, you know, soaked in the swimming pool for a little while. Told all the same jokes.
All the same jokes we do every trip. And washed our cares away in the whirlpool tub. It made me so tired. I went in the second time before going to bed. And
I was sitting there playing my guitar.
It was just so relaxing. They had the outdoor terrace and pine trees surrounding it. The Fairfield Inn Concord on Gulf Street, just off of Interstate 93, toll-free number 1-800-228-2800.
That evening we ate at the Eagle's Nest Restaurant, which was really nice, right across from the State Capitol Building of New Hampshire.
Part of the old Eagle Hotel complex, which historical site in downtown Concord, a beautifully restored building, and the Eagle's Nest is a landmark after just a few short years before gentlemen with experience in the hospitality industry decided to open up their own restaurant. And
when we saw Apple Crisp on the menu, we figured it must be Holiday Inn.
One of them might have worked at Holiday Inn, but Nurse Blankets, Matt Olson, Eric Howard, Ben Lane.
But it was a real delicious meal that we had there.
I saw that they had the three cheese onion soup and the chili and the mozzarella sticks. I said, Willem Backus is going to enjoy a meal.
Facts in the order.
There.
I love French onion soup au gratin. And,
one of the nice things on the menu was their mixed grill. We had the lamb chops, pork chop, sirloin tip. It was a good combination platter. I really enjoyed
but
that.
But we were in for grilled a chicken. Real treat the next day for lunch. We went to Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and we ate at a place called the Muddy River Smokehouse.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the nachos there were good. Oh, and the barbecue.
Pulled pork barbecue sandwich.
Oh, is that good? We had ourselves. I had the sampler plate because sometimes these things, everything looks good. So what are you going to eat? So I had a little bit of everything.
Portsmouth's a great town. Restaurant, big restaurant town. Per capita, they say it's probably the most intensive restaurant city in the country.
And that's only 10, 12 miles north of Hampton Beach.
That's it.
And people visit Portsmouth for the historical area, the Strawberry Bank that was being restored.
The thing I liked about this Muddy River place, they played the blues.
Absolutely.
Oh, did they play blues there? And I love that kind of music.
And they have lots of great live blues entertainment at night also.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great spot.
Yeah.
You had the atmosphere that you were actually eating outdoors because the way they had the ceiling with the simulated stars and the trees and the courtyard and the lanterns.
They did
you thought
right.
You were
good
outdoors.
Place.
And
place.
Have to certainly recommend order the nachos and order the sampler plate, order a full rack of baby back ribs. That's what they're known for, right on Congress Street, downtown Portsmouth.
And you can take this drive if you're flying into Manchester because just as easily... We love doing that, whether we go through Concord or Manchester. We like to take, you know, the little highways through New Hampshire, check up the little places. I mean, it's really something. Lately, when I just got into this Route 66 thing with our new sponsor, Roadside Beverage Corporation out of Virginia, makers of Route 66 root beer, we also have noticed how many little highways, yes, they may have been replaced by the interstate, and there's a classic example of that in Concord, of course, the Route 3A, and then you'll understand that's why they built the motor court that particular way, because of the old highway. But the little places you can stop along, you can see along the way, and then when you're coming down from Portsmouth, instead of just Highway 1, you know, and passing 97 Walmarts, you can actually go down Highway 1A, and you'll see some really nice scenery.
You're by a group of beautiful homes. It's a number of beautiful homes that you pass all along from Portsmouth down to Hampton Beach, and the ocean on your side, and just winds around every bay, and there are people out there walking and rollerblading and jogging. What a lovely area.
New Hampshire has the shortest seacoast, only 18 miles. But that's as a straight line. But as you say, with all those nooks and crannies and little inlets, and I bicycle it, it's about double that. So it's, you're right, it's a heck of a ride.
Yeah, but beautiful, it's also there's a whole part that's right on the
absolutely.
Coast.
Absolutely. Yep.
What a view, and what a very pleasant drive that is.
And that's what I noticed, that there are a number of markers up saying, be careful of cyclists, and there are no whizzing cars. You sometimes see areas that are trying to promote cycling, and you're sharing the road with 18-wheelers and everything else out there. The cars are going slowly. There's enough room at the side of the road to feel very safe as you cycle up the coast.
Yeah, it's very tourist-friendly, you know, the areas, you know, cognizant of fact. And I started to tell you that, you know, for some more adventuresome people, besides ski jets, we also have parasailing.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun. Have you ever seen all the surfers at North Beach at Hampton Beach?
I've seen some.
Yeah, we've got usually the Northeast finals are held here in the spring. We have some pretty good surf here.
How big are the waves that time of year?
Well, I'm not a surfer, so, but they come, especially in the spring and winter, and they surf all winter long with wetsuits at Hampton, at Northampton, at the beach, a special designated area. That's a pretty good surf out there that night. I'm going to say 5-6 feet, you know. But
really?
I know it gets a little bigger.
And for the people who want to experience the water but aren't into water sports per se.
I thought you were into water sports, Steve.
Different type.
Yeah, did not involve swimming, now did it?
Deep sea fishing is
absolutely big.
Absolutely. And whale watching.
Whale watching. Hampton is a terrific harbor with 4 or 5 wonderful whale watching outfits and deep sea fishing, and people come from all over. You know, to get out there right now, I know they're fishing for blues, and I think there's still a little mackerel out there. It's just a terrific area for all your saltwater fish.
All the saltwater fishing aficionados, and of course it also makes for an enjoyable day or half day with the family.
That's right.
First time out on the ocean experience, family bonding, get out there and...
and nearby, there's a
without
couple of nice public golf courses, too. I know you've got a lot of golfers out there.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about the golf, Bob.
What's with the golf?
Tell us about the golf courses in the area.
Well, we've got Sagamore is a really nice 18-hole public course, which is probably 10 minutes, and they have a little par 3 course also, not connected to it, but about a mile away, mm-hmm. and a wonderful driving range. And usually you can find me there trying to develop a swing almost any day. And it's a great public course, and there's a couple of others in the area, but Sagamore was a great value.
We dropped by and we saw Bob at the driving range, and that's what he meant when he said he was into the swinging lifestyle.
So. We didn't know exactly what
golf clubs,
the different type of swinging lifestyle. Where was our mind?
If you can call that a swing,
yeah, more of a slice.
Yeah. More of a hack.
But not an overpaid political hack.
Yes, abusing his office.
No, no. Oh. Can't say that about Bob.
Yeah, no, no, that is too,
I was enjoying a little vacation in London earlier this year in March, and it's interesting, the mad cow disease, they said it was cured at that particular point. They had invited Prince Charles to a luncheon, and they offered him a tenderloin sandwich. He declined on the grounds that he never ate meat during Lent.
Okay.
On that note.
All right. Anyway.
You gotta be there.
You gotta be there to really appreciate the nuance.
We got about 20 more seconds before the break, Steve.
We'll be
anything
continuing after the half past the hour. We're going to take a short news break here on the Liberty Works Radio Network. Back with more on the New Hampshire Seacoast here in Hampton Beach. Where to stay, what to eat, and all those great summertime fun traditions of Hampton Beach.
And a lot of those beautiful things to do in the neighborhood, because the north of Boston region are our favorite. Stay tuned. Liberty Works Radio Network. It's the Travel World Radio Show.
So keep on rocking me, baby.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Stay listening. Liberty Works Radio Network. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Everybody for free.
This is Liberty Works Network News.
www.oli.org.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day. Reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Travel World. AM 600.
It's nothing but a good time right here at the beach. That's our beach anthem.
Yeah, you can't have any more fun than coming to the New Hampshire seacoast this summertime.
Willem Backus with Stephen Pickford and Bob Hoole from the
Hampton Beach Chamber.
Yes, the Hampton Beach Chamber. Talking about coming here down to the beach, having a fantastic time. One of the things we love about this particular area, it's kind of central to the whole north of Boston region, which we love. We go all over the place here. You want to go down to see Gloucester, Mass., which is where those people went from that movie Perfect Storm. That's where they were supposedly from, the Andrea Gale and all that. It's very close by.
I'll skip on a jump.
Yep, that's right.
And,
you can go north,
north, south. You can't go east unless you go out on the whale-watching boat.
And we have got the little Isle of Shoals out there, which is quite picturesque also.
Well, that's just
The boats go out of Portsmouth Harbor.
That's correct.
They told me, I don't know if it's the Isle of Shoals, but there was an island nearby here where they filmed the new version of The Crucible, that movie with Daniel Day-Lewis. That was about 3 or 4 years ago that they did that.
I think that was in Maine. I think it was off the coast of Maine.
Right off the coast of Maine?
I believe Mohegan, Isle or something.
Okay,
because
like
sounds familiar.
Anyway, we go down, we go up, we go down, we go all over the area. We're going to eat, of course, at one of our favorite ice cream shops, Hodges. have ourselves some seriously good ice cream.
Part of the annual tradition, just as it's been for the past 3 years, we've been coming down to Hampton Beach each August and staying as usual at
it's
the...
It's 4 years in a row we're coming down to the north of Boston region together.
Five years even, maybe, but Flagship Motor Court is where we're staying as usual in Hampton
Beach.
The Roy
family putting us up again in their... Flagship property.
They have two hotels, the Flagship Motor Court on Ashworth Avenue, the Atlantic Motel on Ocean Boulevard, and they've been in business for going on almost 30 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were saying yesterday when we were just checking in at the Flagship,
yeah.
It has everything you're looking for.
Well, that's true.
All the amenities.
Okay. I love the place. It's not five stars, it's not Sheraton or anything like that. This is a motor court. It's like a motel, but... It's fully complete. The rooms, they're airy, they're bright. They're square, they're fairly big. The beds are really comfortable. You've got your chest of drawers, you've got the tables, the chairs, the hanging lamp, no Spectrovision.
But you've got cable television
got
with
cable
lots
TV,
of
a lot
choices.
Of channels. But you've got a kitchenette. I mean,
microwave,
they give you a microwave and a fridge, a place to prepare what you want. It's complete. And a little balcony to sit out on.
Soundproof rooms.
Yeah, walls made by Scott Paper Towel. No, that couple was... They were
overly noisy.
There were two couples in that room, and they were making...
Maybe three.
Three, yes.
Or two couples and a few animals.
No. Let's not go there. This is Liberty Works.
This is a family show. But
family show.
They brought you don't want to take a pet because Mike Roy doesn't let you take pets into the Flagship Motor Court.
No, that's right. They say no pets allowed. That's a rule there.
And I also think that's most hotels in New Hampshire. I don't think there are that many. It could also be a state regulation. I don't know. But
I don't know. I know that the Hampton Inn, whenever we came down, like in previous years, there are certain hotels that have
in Vermont.
The extra cleaning service. But that's a special case. Hampton Inn, I mean, if I want to take Robbie the Golden Retriever down, we could go there. So,
interesting observation that I heard from one of our hotel owners is the reason they don't is that you never know who's coming in behind you that has an allergy.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's a very legitimate.
Absolutely.
You know.
No, that's probably one of the most thoughtful.
Exactly.
Things you can do,
yeah.
Because it is there's a turnover rate, and that's again, you have to have a specific kind or a level of cleaning service because they said so at the Hampton Inn when we went there.
They have
an extra special one.
Right.
You have to tell in advance that you're coming with your pet, and then they will take care of that cleaning for you. But that's right, allergies. Myself, there's certain kinds of cat that, oh my goodness.
I can walk into a room, mm-hmm. and I can tell you within 3 seconds, just my palate starts scratching.
Yeah.
What kind of cat you've got there.
Really, huh? That bad.
Yeah.
But I do understand that.
Yeah, you have to understand that. And as well, so many owners just aren't responsible. They have to worry about the damage. They have to worry about the other guests just compatible, being around other people. And
I mean, there are an awful lot of good pet owners there. It's just
absolutely.
Yeah.
Just to talk about a point Stephen made earlier about how convenient everything is, we also have a terrific trolley system. So literally, you park,
Molly
you park
the trolley.
Your car. We've got a half a dozen great trolleys. It goes up to Kittery Mall, a huge factory outlet mall. We have our own Northampton, New Hampshire factory outlet mall, too. But Kittery is the better known and really has some, mm-hmm. Big names. Calvin Klein.
Kittery Mall.
Yeah. Kittery. Wow.
Kittery Mall, just north of Portsmouth.
Yep, and the trolley also
goes all the way to Kittery, Maine.
I know the favorite place you guys go when you come here. You love going to the Seabrook Dog Track because I know.
Yeah, there are dogs that live in Seabrook.
When we first,
I miss my pooch, so I want to come go see dogs.
And they have some great, you can bet the best simulcast horse racing. You know, Saratoga's in session right now. You can bet them all. And I'll probably right after this beach still be able to make the first race at Monmouth today.
Mm-hmm.
So
another element of entertainment, the Seabrook Greyhound Racing Track.
The Christian Bookstore.
And right in Seabrook as well. You can take, the Seabrook also has the salt marshes, and they built the Seabrook Nuclear Reactor Factory plant there. But there are ecotourism tours that the Seabrook Reactor people
absolutely.
Have set up that you can learn more about the salt marshes and the ecotourism of the region. as well as give the number for the flagship motor court. Call early for the midweek discounts and also for some off-season rates coming up after Labor Day. 1-800-321-5505, the flagship motor court and the Atlantic Motel. 1-800-321-5505.
What else, Steve?
I heard you guys had dinner at one of our finest restaurants last night.
We did. We went to the Galley Hatch, which we had to practice to say correctly because we keep on corrupting the names of everything we
see. Every time a name or something is mentioned on the radio or in the newspaper, and Willow says, honey, gets all the letters mixed up. I think there's a mental block there or something.
No, it's mental retardation is what it is. At least I tell people that so we can...
No. Parked in a certain spot?
Though, yes, no.
You don't have the sticker yet for it. But the Galley Hatch...
I got plenty of...
Celebrating its 30th anniversary.
Yeah.
At the Galley Hatch restaurant, known for its baked goods as well. While we were waiting in line, we said we have to keep some room for dessert.
I was disappointed because there was a certain pie that was sitting in that window that they would not let us order just a piece of.
It was being sold as a complete pie for takeout only. It's right next to the cinema, so people going to watch a movie at night, they come in from the
beach.
That's
true. It's a very convenient place.
The same people own it, and they have a wonderful dinner for two and theater for two. They have
put together a package.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yes.
And a varied menu, so depending how hungry you are or you're not hungry, you have sandwiches, pizzas, steak, seafood. There's something for the entire family at reasonable prices, from $6.95 to around $18.95 for a main course. So reasonably priced family.
I had the French dip roast beef sandwich. You had the I had the French onion soup again.
Oh yeah, clam chowder, fish chowder on the menu.
Yeah,
scallops. Can't come to the seacoast without going home having.
You gotta have the fisherman's platter, that's for sure.
The combination with the scallops and the
fried clams.
Fried clams that make my mouth water already. what I liked about the Galley Hatch as well was the atmosphere.
The ambience is very nice. It's open year round. It's not located on the beach. It's about 2 miles inland on Route 1, Lafayette Road. And much of Hampton Beach does close down, mid-October, but we have some fine restaurants down there that stay open year-round, and hotels, the Ashworth Hotel. I'm sure anybody's familiar in your audience with
Ashworth
Hampton
by
Beach,
the Sea.
The Ashworth by the Sea is a lovely year-round hotel, indoor swimming pool.
I want to take also about a minute to talk a little bit about the safety of the area. There are a lot of police patrols here. You are totally safe to walk around here.
They're watching to see that nobody gets harassed or a bad time. They're looking out for your safety
also
and make sure you have a good time.
Crossing the road, too. They take the crosswalk seriously. They stop for you. It's enforced by the police. And the cars do not speed through Ocean Boulevard or Ashworth Boulevard. The cars go slowly through, and it is a totally safe place
to
be.
All the better to check out the bathers, my dear.
They're cruising along, looking at the sights.
Yes.
I can see you now, Willem, in that 76, 98 Oldsmobile.
Oh, that Oldsmobile. Yes, I recently...
That really is your father's Oldsmobile.
Yes, this is your father's Oldsmobile. Yeah, he gave it to me because I restored it, because they were considering scrapping the car. It had fallen into disrepair, sadly. And I restored this car. It was bought brand new in 1975, straight off the assembly line by my father, with every gizmo that Oldsmobile could put in it.
Oh.
And we rebuilt the body, original engine, and we cruised down here. Oh, it seemed like it just flew right by.
Perfect cruising.
We'd like to have you cruise back down here come September 15th, because that's our final fling for festivals. It's our Seniors Appreciation Day. We have wonderful antique cars. We have all kinds of activity for seniors. It's a quieter time. There's some off-season rates. And we have the Artie Shaw Orchestra Friday night.
Stay tuned following the break. Across America via satellite.
Travel.
Are you looking for above-average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Risk and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the grain markets, wheat, soybeans, and corn. Grain prices are near 20-year lows. Weather conditions exist right now over many key growing areas worldwide. Consumption is projected to outstrip production due to rising Asian demand. Learn how to leverage over 50,000 bushels of grains in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-357-4846. That's 1-800-357-4846. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Marion Ross with an important message about memory loss.
Playing the role of a person with Alzheimer's made me realize how little we know about memory loss. If you're having memory problems, you may be able to help us by taking part in a memory impairment investigational study, looking at ways to delay the onset or slow the progression of Alzheimer's. It may not give us all the answers, but it can give us hope.
Participants need to be between the ages of 55 and 90, have a clear memory problem, but still be able to function in daily life, and have a friend or loved one who can serve as a companion throughout the study. For more information, call 1-888-455-0655 or visit our website at www.memorystudy.org. That's 1-888-455-0655 or www.memorystudy.org.
We all have a part to play in ending memory loss.
The Save a Patriot Fellowship wants you to be aware of the following fact. According to the federal tax law, the only authorized withholding of the income tax is from non-resident aliens, foreign corporations, foreign tax-exempt organizations, and Virgin Island income. The Save a Patriot Fellowship is a full-service organization with members in all 50 states. Visit the fellowship website at www.saveapatriot.org. That's www.save-a-patriot.org and call 410-857-4441 or write to SAP, P.O. Box 91, Westminster, Maryland, 21158 for more information.
Traffic's backed up almost a mile.
Yeah, probably just gawkers looking at an accident. Whew, some people.
Well, if there was an accident, I hope they call the police, especially if there's an injury. You know, a police report verifies the accident if damage is discovered later.
I know.
And I hope they contacted their insurance company as soon as possible. You know, some policies require notice within 24 hours.
I know.
They should find a reputable repair facility to find out how much damage was done to their vehicle and how long it'll take to fix. And you know, they should make sure their car drives the same after the accident.
I know. Well, look, see, it's just an accident. You know, we wouldn't have so many accidents if people would just pay attention to...
I know.
Know what to do if you're in an accident. Look for an iCar Gold Class Professional business. This message brought to you by the iCar Gold Class Professionals program in this station.
Oh, yeah, that's what you love to do. Welcome back to Travel
it's
World.
It's Will and Stephen Pickford. Yeah, Will and Stephen Pickford on Travel World in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire. This is one of those places where we have nothing but a good time, and we have tons of fun every time we come by.
Always fun, summertime tradition, coming down to Hampton Beach, and today at the Hampton Beach Chamber of Commerce office with Bob Houle, who was telling us about Seniors Appreciation Days, the third annual Hampton Beach Seniors Appreciation Days, coming up September 15th, 16th, and 17th.
Yeah, it's a terrific event. It follows a seafood festival, and what we do is we keep up four of the larger tents. We have bingo in there. The seniors love bingo. This is absolutely a totally free event.
Mm-hmm.
We have exhibits. We have, your 76 old certainly would be welcome.
Yeah.
That's a terrific
what a cruiser,
addition.
Eh?
Yeah, we've got some wonderful old classic antique cars.
Yeah.
We have strolling entertainers. We have square dancing. It's a wonderful event. So if you're a senior and you want to combine maybe catching a little early foliage,
mm-hmm.
Hampton's a good place to stop, and then you just from here head up north, you know.
That's one of the nice things about Hampton Beach. There's always a festival.
There's
always something going on here.
You'll never get bored because you walk along Ocean Boulevard and won't go hungry.
Certainly you're not going to come here, you know, prepared to stay for a week and then leave in the middle of the night after the third night because you're bored.
Always something going on.
You'll find the arcades, the free entertainment we were talking about.
They've got skee ball.
Oh.
They have this bingo game there that you roll the ball along the little bingo game and it just finds its numbers.
Yeah,
it's a little, yeah. The numbers you bet on the numbers.
2 miles of beach to just stroll.
We got a water slide. Everything's up to date right here.
I like the water slides.
Tell you a preview about next year, 2001. Still want to see you this year, but
yeah.
Put it on your calendar that Hampton Beach will be the site of an international fireworks competition.
Oh, really?
On barges. Right in front of the beach at Hampton.
Oh, that's going to be neat.
So it's going to be huge.
With music and everything.
Music, choreography, the whole bit.
This is a famous
international competition. I'm sure you're familiar with the ones they've had in Montreal.
Yeah, yeah. Montreal being the largest in the world, yeah.
It's literally, the show will be, what you've seen in Montreal will be at Hampton Beach third weekend in September 2001.
So another festival to plan.
How they squeeze it all in. I mean, summer is only so long.
So long.
But they're constantly adding festivals, things to do in the area. You really got to hand it to the folks here at Hampton Beach.
Throughout the summer, there were festivals. Happy Days, Hobie Cat Regatta, Miss Hampton Beach Pageant, Summer Shape Up Program, Children's Festival, Seafood Festival, Seniors Appreciation Days. Practically every week, there was a program of activities for the entire family.
Absolutely. In fact, it gets to be a joke sometimes. Someone will call, say, for Labor Day weekend, which is a big weekend, mm-hmm. and they'll call it, well, what's going on? You know?
What's going on?
Yeah.
Well, it's Labor Day, you know. We still have entertainment, but it's
not much of anything. People just sitting by the beach, twiddling their thumbs, you know, watching the cars go by.
No work on Labor Day, but there's always great shows on the Seashell stage. And of course, we have fireworks every holiday, so we would have fireworks Sunday night on Labor Day weekend as well as the Wednesday before.
Soon they will have a telephone line in the Seashell stage, so we can actually broadcast our show from the Seashell stage.
We're going to get on that one of these days. Absolutely. And in fact, hopefully when we do that, we'll mm-hmm. also be able to focus our weather camera on you, and we'll be on the internet.
Oh, that would be cool.
Webcam. Actually, see.
Yeah. And right now, if you want to check Hampton Beach out, and you want to get on the internet after the show, mm-hmm. it's once again hamptonbeach.org.
And see a picture of what the beach
looks like. No hyphen. It's all one word. Just
all one word.
Beach,
lower
one word.
Case. Lower case letters.
Lower key. Yeah.
But it's .org. That is the
main
dot org.
Otherwise,
org.
Get
the first three letters, what they were doing in the room,
in the
next
room
to me.
Next to a precursor of things to come.
Precursor thing.
There was also on the beach last time we saw the children's playground. That's open all summer long, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. So
absolutely,
children are out there enjoying themselves.
Not only that, but it's a great playground, and it is supervised. I mean, it's not that you just drop your two-year-old up there on the way, but there's someone there.
Yeah, there's a cage around there. He can't get out.
Hey, go play in the water. See if it's really 10 feet deep. No,
go
it's
experiment with the undertow.
And it's right on the ocean. I mean, so you can be bathing and just take a break and have push the kids on the swings or they go around some wonderful state-of-the-art toys there.
And they're in fresh air, breathing in the sea air. That's the greatest part of it all.
For those who caught AM America on Wednesday, you can actually grab some food and masticate on the beach, which is another word for chew. as we learned on AM, you learn things on AM America, well, yes.
On Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 Eastern for the new AM America.
We're right going actually out to Chelmsford this afternoon, which is nearby. It's another part of the north of Boston region, and they have a, well, antique and classic car show. I'm told that the Oldsmobile is really a classic car because an antique is older than 25 years. So I'm not sure.
Yep.
Still, it's a gorgeous automobile. It's a 98 Regency. It's kind of a burgundy red with a tan roof. So exactly the way it was originally.
Sampling the ice cream at Gary's Ice Cream.
Don't get any on your plush seating now.
We'll eat outside.
We eat outside.
Gary's show
yes,
on the radio
yes,
as well.
Yeah.
And Hampton Beach, we're staying again at the Flagship Motor Court. The number again, 1-800-321-5505.
And those wanting to come to Hampton Beach, call the Chamber.
1-800-GET-A-10.
Absolutely.
And the web address, www.hamptonbeach.org.
Tons of stuff always to do when you're here. And we neglected to mention karaoke, of course.
Oh, yes. You took in the karaoke walking distance, practically right across the street from the Flagship Motor Court.
Why don't you describe the performance yesterday, Steve?
Well, we walked in, and it was a friendly crowd, and they didn't hassle you for a cover charge or to buy a drink like a lot of places, but Willem went up on the stage and played his signature song like you hear each week, our signature opening theme song here on Travel World.
Crazy Train,
Ozzy Osbourne. And people stood there, mouths open,
talking, oh my God,
looking with amazement and awe as Willem Backus, the one and only Willem Backus from the Travel World Radio Show, sang and put on the entire show with all of the moves and histrionics that he could muster up for the occasion and received the loudest wave of applause. And it certainly endeared himself to the ladies for the rest of the evening.
Well, I got myself actually two requests, because after that I did Paranoid, which is a Black Sabbath tune. I sing Ozzy. And there's also this particular song, Mama, I'm Coming Home, I sang. They like that.
Signature riff from the Willem Backus Karaoke Band.
I even brought my guitar with me this weekend. So
we're going to play it live on the air. But
actually, the reason I brought the guitar, first of all, I love to play, but one of the nice things, take advantage of that.
Sit
particular,
by the beach and do it.
So either sit on the beach or on the balcony at the Flagship Motor Court and just casually, leisurely, either read a book, play a little guitar. I saw him a minute.
I believe I saw that. And didn't you have a hat in front of you there accepting a small donation?
Yes, yes.
People were saying, I'll pay you to stop playing. No.
Yeah, play Over the Hills and Far Away.
Help send his boy home.
I remember, no tax on shopping in purchases.
Very good point, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, that's a small, by the way, point.
Well, this very important point on the Liberty Works.
This is Liberty Works.
No taxes.
People are very conscious of their taxes
shop
on Liberty Works.
Free or
yes.
Live
shop. Shop tax free.
Shop tax free in New Hampshire.
On the Liberty Works Radio Network.
www.hamptonbeach.org. 1-800-GET-A-TAN. Next week, hey, Lloyd Robertson, Canada's not Centennial Anchor Man,
no, that's
Vic Phillips. But Canada's most trusted news anchor, Lloyd Robertson, getting us ready for the Olympics, reporting on his recent trip to Australia, and Cynthia Fodor, our Midwest Bureau Chief, talking about steamboats.
And Jerry Wagshall will join us on Labor Day weekend. And when we talk about the three of them together, we talk about Wagshall, Phillips, and Fodor. It sounds like a law firm, doesn't it?
Yeah, upholding the law of the land right here on the Travel World Radio Show every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern across America via satellite on the Voice of Truth and Broadcasting, the Liberty Works Radio Network.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
And I'm Bob Houle, and thanking you gentlemen once again for broadcasting live from Hampton Beach.
Thanks. Join us again next week.